This is Family News in Focus. I'm Bob Dittmer. You've heard the ads that promote your odds of winning in the state lottery. Have you ever wondered what the state considers winning? A group of students has answered that question, and their findings are leading several states to change the wording in their lottery advertisements. Mark Cowan has details.
If you buy a dollar lottery ticket and get a dollar back, did you win?
No.
No. No.
Yeah, I guess so.
So how much do you have to get to be a winner?
More than I put in, and I'd consider myself a winner.
Until recently, most, if not all, of the lotteries offering instant games included people breaking even and their odds of winning without stating that fact. Then Professor Gerald Basalt's statistics class at San Antonio College began looking at the Texas scratch-off games. They determined the stated odds were odd.
What they really meant was the overall odds of not losing, because they called you a winner if you broke even, if you spent a dollar and got a dollar back.
Results their evidence to the Texas Lottery Commission, which, after some delay, agreed to change the wording. Illinois anti-gambling volunteer Kathy Gilroy heard about the Texas case and looked at Illinois' wording.
I registered my complaint, and they've decided to change the description of the odds of winning.
Gilroy made only one call to Illinois Lottery General Counsel Kurt Friedland, who agreed to change the odds explanation.
We just wanted to make it clear that winning a break-even ticket, in other words, what you wagered you won back, was included in the overall odds.
The new wording will appear on Illinois tickets in mid-April. For Family News in Focus, I'm Mark Cowan.
Nebraska and Missouri are two other states that reportedly are considering a change in the wording on the odds of winning. Professor Basalt estimates the odds of actually winning are cut in half when break-even payouts are removed from the calculations. This is Family News in Focus.